With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. The winter wheat harvest is buttoning up, and Montana producers expect to see average to above average yields. Great news, right? Well, normally yes, but Lola Raska tells us wheat farmers have their backs up against the wall this year.
Yeah, we've been in a price downtrend now for a couple of years, and we're at historic lows right now.
Raska is executive vice president of the Montana Grain Growers Association.
Just take, for example, the Golden Triangle. 11% winter wheat is running around $3.10 to $3.15. 2 years ago, we were up in the $6 and $7 range.
That's a 50% decline, and a couple of factors are to blame. For one, Montana spring and winter wheat protein levels dropped in many cases this year. Chinook area farmer Randy Heinbaugh says those protein levels command top dollar on the international markets.
That's why the Japanese and the Asian buyers like our wheat, especially our spring wheat. Any time you have higher protein, your quality of your bread goes up. They're pretty picky about the proteins.
Heinbaugh runs an organic farm in Blaine County. He points out that in non-organic wheat crops, protein levels are directly related to nitrogen fertilizers. In other words, the more nitrogen a conventional farmer applies to his or her wheat crop, the better the chances of a bumper yield with acceptable protein levels. And that adds up to more money in pocket. But it didn't work out that way for many Montana farmers this year. Heinbaugh blames excessive rainfall.
Since the 1st of April, we've had over almost 13 inches of rain. And our normal is probably 4 to 5. So a lot of the winter wheat in this area was not fertilized to match the moisture that we've had. So what's happened is we've ended up with a lot of low-protein winter wheat in the area.
Even if Montana wheat farmers managed to produce a good high-protein wheat crop, they ran into another big problem.
There's too much wheat in the world.
Lola Raska of the Montana Grain Growers Association says farmers all over the world are bringing in bumper wheat crops.
Simple problem of supply and demand. We've got too much supply, and it's going to take us a long time to work through this oversupply, this glut of wheat in the world.
Exactly how long to work through the oversupply is anyone's guess, but Raska says Montana producers may want to prepare for the long haul.
Depending on when the next disaster is. You know, we're starting to hear some reports now that are not quite as bearish about the price of wheat. France is having some severe production problems. Germany might be having some production problems. We've still got wheat in the pipeline, though, from 2015. So with a good production year in 2016, it's going to take at least a year or so to work through the supply that we have.
Montana farmer Randy Heinbaugh says some of his colleagues in north central Montana are starting to diversify their crops.
Some of the better operators on the conventional side have done a lot of these pulse crops along with the oilseed crops, mustard and canola. But if you're just doing the wheat on wheat on wheat on wheat, it's going to be kind of gloomy, I think.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.